500 years ago, Bhagavan incarnated in this world as Sri Chaitanya. And the great scriptures describe how he is Krishna, he is Ram, he is the Lord. And he appeared with the heart of Radha, the source of all love and compassion. And he shared that love and compassion with the world without considering who was fit or unfit, who was qualified or unqualified. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He taught us that the greatest blessing we all have is in the chanting of these divine names. Because through this chanting, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, what we truly aspire for, love, to love and to be loved perfectly, can be realized. So once Lord Chaitanya was walking with one assistant through a jungle. Now in those days, 500 years ago in India, the jungles were really jungles. They were all alone, deep in the forest, walking along this path. Then they saw a tiger, a Bengali tiger, laying on the path. And Lord Chaitanya's associate, he said, you know, let's be very quiet. And Sri Chaitanya was walking very quiet. Then he went right up to the tiger and put his foot on the tiger's head and kicked it very gently, just enough to wake him up. And the tiger woke up and he looked up at the Lord, who was gazing upon him with such compassion. And the Lord said, rise and chant Hari Hari. Hari is a name of the divine, which means one who steals away all one's ignorance, illusions, and in the process steals away all one's sufferings. He spoke with such genuine compassion and love for that tiger, and he gazed upon him with that the tiger actually felt beyond his tiger body and beyond his tiger mind. His spirit soul could feel the love of this person. And the tiger went, Hari! And he couldn't stop chanting, Hari, Hari! And started dancing. And his hair stood up and tears of love started pouring from his eyes. And Sri Chaitanya walked on. As he was walking and he was singing, he was so beautiful. He had a golden complexion. And his beauty was not just in his physical features, but the beauty of his heart, of his love, his compassion, his deep concern for every living being was shining from him. There were deer, a whole group of deers, that were following him on the right side. There was a whole group of tigers following him on the left side. Now, for those of you who know the social dynamics of the jungle, there is a historical hatred between tiger and deer. It's worse than anything you could imagine. You know, we think we have problems with Palestinians and Israelis, and there's so many problems between people and religions, problems between people with races. Even in our own families, there's so many problems. We're the same religion, the same race. But the reason why tigers and deers are such enemies is deer is the favorite food for tigers. And it's not that tigers go to the supermarket and just buy some freshly packaged deer. As soon as they see a deer, they pounce on it with their teeth. They bite their necks, kill them. The deer struggling in a slow, painful death. And then the tiger eats its flesh and drinks its blood. So in other words, the deer fear the tiger, and the tiger is just looking to kill the deer. For generations and generations and generations, that's the way they lived in the forest. Lord Chaitanya turned to the tigers and the deers and smiled and said, chant Hari Hari. Let the Lord steal away all your misconceptions. You're thinking you're a tiger. You're thinking you're a deer. Actually, we're all brothers and sisters. We're all spirit souls in these different bodies. And because of his compassion, the tigers began to chant, and the deers began to chant. And they became so transformed within their hearts that they forgot that they were tigers and deers. They were seeing each other as mamaivam so jivaloke, as the children of the one beloved Lord. And the tigers and deers paired off, one tiger, one deer, embraced each other. And according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this ancient scripture, not only did they embrace, but they cried with love for each other. And each tiger and deer kissed each other. That's quite esoteric. They loved each other. It wasn't a romantic love. It was a spiritual love. And they were expressing it through their bodies. They were brothers and sisters. They were weeping. They were crying. They were dancing together. They were embracing together in love of God. This kirtan is a spiritual revolution of consciousness where we could rise above all the differences we have on the egoistic level and actually realize what we really have in common. On a spiritual level, we have everything in common, and we love each other. Whatever's happened in the past, whatever our forefathers and foremothers and ancestors, whatever they fought about, we should rise above these things. This is the power of kirtan, the chanting of the holy names. We could actually become instruments of real peace through healing our hearts.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.